It is time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q ordinarily airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. This week, because of the Economic Development Summit tomorrow, we're doing it today at 4. Presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more, including the Skajaja Fund, one of my favorite nonprofits here in our area. And we are joined now by Sandra Kamada and Charlotte White from Skajaja, who are here talking about Kids Q, but also the Beach Shack Boil, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks, Thursday, November 1st, from 6 to 9:30 at the Barn at Valhalla, just off 54 down the road from here. Charlotte, Sandra, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks.
How are you?
Thank you for having us. Nice to see you.
Absolutely. So tell us about the Beach Shack Boil. We do it every single year. I'm excited about it. I'm emceeing it or hosting
it. Yes, you are.
Yes.
You better come.
I'm going to walk in and they're going to hand me a microphone and I'm going to have things to say. But it's so much fun. It's great food. It's great music. And it's a great opportunity to raise some great money for a great cause.
And
so
guess
what's
what?
It going to what?
It's number 10.
Oh, the 10th one. It's 10th one.
Wow. 10th year.
Skajaja's been around for 10 years.
Yes.
That's also
our first two
it's
kids
flown
in
by.
2009.
That's awesome.
We paid to do Girls on the Run.
Awesome.
Yeah. And it was the Beach Shack Boil in 2008 that raised the money to do that.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
And our first venue was Lake Hogan Farms Clubhouse.
Right.
So we've come a long way.
So it's gone from Lake Hogan Farms. It's been in Durham. It's back in Chapel Hill.
Back in Chapel Hill.
And we have you as MC again.
I'm super looking forward to it.
So people
who have never been to the Beach Shack Boil before, they walk into the room, what are they going to see? What are they going to experience? Sandra?
Well, the Barn at Valhalla is a beautiful new venue. So they're going to come in. They're going to see lots of food and music and meet some recipients, hear from recipients, testimonials, wine, beer, Lester Frick's playing. So meeting all local people. It's a lot of fun. It's casual. So on a weekday, you can just come as you are. You don't have to worry about fancy stuff. And you'll be able to hear about our story and all the kids that we've helped.
How much money has it raised over the 10 years?
Oh,
you have any sense of,
I mean,
all of the different events and happenings over 10 years. I know a lot of kids have been helped.
We should figure that out. Yeah. We've helped over 700 kids.
Yeah. Wow. So how has the money helped those 700 kids?
So Skajaja pays for kids to do extracurricular activities like sports and tutoring and arts and music and field trips and anything like that. Mm-hmm. And in return, they pay it forward by doing community service. So 700 local Chapel Hill Carver kids have applied for funding and have gotten it.
And we're talking about basketball camps, music lessons, anything and everything, right?
Anything
and
they
renting
might
their
like
instrument.
To do.
Yep.
Or, you know, you don't think about this, but like schools will have their school choir.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to be in a school choir, you need to wear a certain dress or you need to wear a coat and tie.
Mm-hmm.
And there are kids out there who do not have those things. So we help them even do that so they can participate. So I think it's just a phenomenal cause. And we have surveys, we've been doing studies and following through with these kids, and it makes a difference with their grades, with their attendance in school, and their self-esteem. So it's not just about the one activity. It's about helping them find their passion, and they just blossom.
And
so it's
a
great thing.
And then it helps the community, too. What have some of the service projects
been?
Oh,
yes. I mean, how many hours? Like
thousands
of hours they give back to our community. And what's really, really cool is that we talk to them later. They call me because I'm setting up these volunteer hours. They want to do more.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you've already filled out your log. You're already done. Oh, no, I want to do more.
Yeah.
And my sister wants to come, too. I mean, it's just a great thing. It's infectious. So it's great.
Engaged in the community. We have our Skajaja Saturdays where the high school kids come and volunteer with the younger recipient kids. And then you've got the six-year-olds working with the 17-year-olds, working in a community garden together. And it's just fun.
It's a lot of fun.
So speaking with Charlotte White and Sandra Kamada, SkajajaFund.org is the website. If you want more information about the organization, as well as the Beach Shack Boil, which again is coming up on Thursday, November 3rd, from 6 to 9:30 at the Barn at Valhalla. Not to be missed. Always a great time. And Skajaja is SKJAJA. SkajajaFund.org is the website. And Charlotte, over to you to tell us the story of Skajaja and how it got started now more than 10 years ago.
Yeah. So over 10 years ago, my sister-in-law gave us each money to pay it forward. My husband and I, my son, the first year gave his money to Rainbow Soccer so mm-hmm. a kid could play Rainbow Soccer. And the short story is the next year, Erica and I decided to throw a party. We threw the Beach Jack Boil and raised some money so that we could pay for more kids to do things like Rainbow Soccer. And because we had received money to pay it forward from our sister-in-law, we asked that the kids pay it forward in return.
Awesome.
So that they keep giving and try to make it keep on going.
What was it that led you to come up with the idea of a Beach Shack Boil in the first place?
Oh, really? Well, there's actually a reason for that.
There's always a reason for everything.
Oh, yeah, there's a reason. Yeah.
I always have a reason. So when Eric and I, our family lived in Hilton Head for many, many years, and one of his side hustle jobs was doing Low Country Boil catering gigs. That's
nice.
All he would do. Low Country Boils, that's all
and
he
does.
That's
delicious,
all you need
by
to
way.
Do, really. Yeah.
He's like, I don't do anything but Low Country Boils. It was a very prominent thing in Hilton Head in the Low Country. And when we decided to throw a party here to raise money, that's how Skajaja started. We're like, we know how to throw a party, and we'll just make it a fundraiser instead. He said, how about I do a Beach Shack Boil? That's what he called them in Hilton Head for Beach Shack Boils. And so we did. And then people love it, so we just keep doing it.
And 10 years later, here you are. Did you imagine when you started in 2008 that we were still going to be talking about this 10 years later?
No.
In 2010.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
We were just talking about that.
We have high hopes.
Yeah.
We're going bigger, bigger every year.
We just kind of thought we'd have this party for the first few years. That's what we did. We had a party, and we raised money, and then we work with the social workers in the school to find the kids, and then we had to do Color the Hill.
That's right.
We
had to do that.
We have all these other, we've gotten great corporate, you know, local business sponsors, all sorts of people. I mean, it's just taken, it's just cool what the community has created.
So it's a tradition now, and it's coming up on Thursday, November 1st, again, 6 to 9:30 p.m. Barnett Valhalla is the location. String Beans are the band, is that correct?
String Beans, which is actually the acoustic version of Lester Fricks. We're
awesome.
Doing mix it up a little bit. Instead of five, there's going to be three of them. Kind of bluegrass. It's super fun. And we do have to sell pre-sale tickets so that we know how much food
right.
to buy.
And it's a great venue as well. So great place to come check out. And you know, another thing about Skajaja that's really cool is that we give anyone who wants to know about Skajaja or sponsors, donors, everything is an open book. You can come and meet our recipients. They're right here in our own community. You know, we are just down at Youth Works. You walk in the door, you have any questions, we'll just sit here and chat. We'll tell you all about it.
And again,
so if you want to get involved, volunteer, or donate, just go to our website.
Again, skajajafund.org is the website. SKJAJAfund.org. Is that where people go to get tickets to?
That's right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank
so
you.
Go there.
It's right there on the homepage.
We've got Charlotte White and Sandra Kamada here in the studio from Skajaja. Again, skajajafund.org is the website. November 1st, that's a Thursday, 6 p.m. at the Barnett Valhalla for the Beach Shack Boil. Are you ready for Kids' Q, though, is the most important question of the day.
I'm a little nervous, actually, getting anxious.
Yes, I'm ready.
All right.
Let's do it.
Everyone get around the radio. This is for everyone. Here is today's question, simple one. How do animals have fun?
Oh, didn't you see Secret Life of Pets?
I didn't, actually.
I didn't either.
Now it's over to you to
okay,
answer
yes,
this question.
Okay, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, how they have fun, well, especially domestic pets. They totally have it under control. They communicate. They have fun. They go to their friends' houses.
Uh-huh.
They make a big mess. They party, and they clean up right before their parents get home.
I like
Watch
it.
Secret Life of Pets.
All right.
Very good movie.
I like the clean up part.
is that part and parcel? Like I've come home to find my cats have left things where they weren't when we left
yeah,
the house in the
fun.
First place.
Exactly.
Yeah. Charlotte, how about you?
Oh, I thought she answered me.
You can steal
how
her answer if you want.
How do animals have fun? I mean, I don't know. They play together.
They have animal parties,
yeah,
right?
They,
yeah.
I don't know. That's a bizarre question.
I'm gonna go with Secret Life of Pets. I think they've already figured out the answer to this question, and that's all there is to it.
They scurry through.
They
the
made a whole movie about it.
There you go. Hey, if
I'm
you're
sorry,
driving around,
I was not any help there.
Hey, if you're driving around, if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. And if you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. Works with than X. Use the hashtag KidsQ, and don't forget the Beach Shack Boil Thursday, November 1st, a little more than 2 weeks from now. It's the day after Halloween. It's the perfect time to relax and unwind. 6 to 9:30 p.m. at the barn at Valhalla. Get tickets and more information online at skajajafund.org, skajajafund.org. Anything else that people need to know?
That is it. The NC of all time. So we're very excited.
Come see Aaron Kick in person.
That's right.
All right. Charlotte White, Sandra Camano, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great evening.